Arthur West is the plaintiff in the lawsuit. In his court documents, he alleges the three school board members, Audra Byrd, Semi Byrd, and Carrie Williams, violated the OPMA when they voted to ignore the mask mandate for public schools. The vote came at a meeting where the mandate issue was not on the agenda. West calls himself an open government activist. West says the law is clear.
For special meetings, they have to specify, there has to be a notice posted 24 hours ahead of time specifying the business to be transacted, and no final action can be taken on anything that isn't specified in a notice.
West said the notice didn't specify anything about the mask mandate. Now that the lawsuit is filed, defendants have 20 days to respond. After the next legal steps in the case, a hearing could happen in May. Each violation could result in a fine of $500. West believes the actions is a perfect example of why OPMA should be followed.
It's only the ones that are incompetent or are trying to do something improper that, you know, habitually run into violations. And in this case, I would tack it down to them trying to do something improper.
West said the school board members could also be recalled if found in violation. In a statement, the Richland School District says it's aware of the lawsuit. For NWPB, Dori Luzo-Gilmore.